Here is Norman Vincent Peale with a guidepost for Christmas.
Cecil B. DeMille will have a place in history as a great movie maker. He was also a man dedicated to the Bible and his faith. A story behind the development of this faith has always fascinated me. It took place years ago when DeMille was a boy of 10. It was during the pre-Christmas period in his small hometown. The community church, in order to stimulate interest among parishioners, decided to hold services every morning at 8 for a week. Since the people in the town could not afford a resident minister, one was invited in from the outside. He was a big man with strong, kindly face and a prominent red beard. DeMille's father, who was very active in the church, sent the boy off one cold and rainy morning. He walked alone to the small wooden sanctuary through a murky gloom. When he got to the church, he saw that no one was present but the red-bearded minister. Young DeMille was the entire congregation. Embarrassed, he took a seat, wondering anxiously what he would do. The hour for the service arrived. Surely the minister would tell the boy politely to run along home. But with calm and solemn dignity, the minister walked into the pulpit. Then he looked down on the boy and smiled, a smile of great warmth and sincerity. In the congregation sat a solitary child, but he commenced the service as if the church were crowded to the walls. A ritual opened the services, followed by a reading of the lesson to which young DeMille gave the responses. Then the minister preached a short sermon. He talked earnestly to the boy and to God. When it came time for the offering, he placed the collection plate on the altar railing. The boy walked up and solemnly dropped his nickel into the plate. Then the minister did a beautiful thing. He came down to the altar to receive the offering. As he did this, he placed his hand on the boy's head. The boy felt the thrill and sensation of his gentle touch. It won his belief and strengthened his faith. The Spirit of Truth was in the church with them that morning. None of us can tell at what moment we step into a boy's life and by a demonstration of love and faith, turn him in God's direction.